A week from tonight, the 112 Drive-In opens for another warm weather season of entertainment. As we continue our sequential trip on this anniversary edition of Ozarks at Large, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas says D is for drive-in.
There's something about a drive-in movie. Warm summer nights with the windows down, a speaker hooked to the edge. Or perhaps you always arrive early, backing your truck up to face the screen, blankets in the bed to make a palette. Then there's the image of children playing on the playground below the screen. Or perhaps high school lovebirds snuggled in the back seat of their parents' car. The 112 Drive-In Theater is just one of fewer than 400 in the United States. Jimmy Terry has been with this theater for much of its life. And for much of his life, he has worked in the film industry. Jimmy got his start as a 13-year-old boy back in 1947 in an indoor theater. He was drafted into the Army in 1955 and was actually a supervising projectionist at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. When he was released from the Army, the movie industry was a bit different than when Jimmy went in.
While I was in the Army, television started coming to Northwest Arkansas strong, and so indoors were closing. But drive-ins was the real thing. You know, everybody, they were new. All the people and families, and it was a place for people to come. You know, they came to the drive-ins, and drive-ins were big for several years.
Involved heavily in the drive-in since 1958, Jimmy, theater manager at the 112 Drive-In on 112 in Fayetteville, says that daylight savings time and rising gas prices led to the disappearance of drive-ins. The 71 Drive-In on 71 was where Fiesta Square now sits. That theater opened in August of 1950, remaining there until 1980. Ambient light is important to show a movie outdoors. With Fayetteville's expansion encroaching on the theater, it moved to its current location. Ellen Bowling is the manager at 112. She's worked at the theater since 1986. For her, the drive-in is nostalgic and equates to family. She thinks that feeling is what keeps people coming.
I believe that people still really enjoy coming to the drive-in. I believe that they like the freedom that they have. You know, they can bring their kids and themselves, and they don't have to be quiet as they do. So it's good for young couples with babies and stuff like that. And the trend-wise, I think that people, you know, they like the walk-ins, of course, but I think that they just really, the nostalgia alone, my generation, they always say they want their kids to experience the drive-in, you know, because it was a big part of my life when I was growing up. And I hear a lot of people say that you haven't been to a movie till you go to a drive-in. Just a different atmosphere altogether.
The concession stand plays to that nostalgia, with vintage light fixtures, wallpaper, and pictures. Even the setup seems vintage. A door for customers leads them directly into the line, guided by wrought iron fencing. And while many theaters now have digital signage, here they use the kind with the whiteboard and blue letters, arranged by hand.
We have, actually, it's like a restaurant. We have nachos and cheese and french fries, hot dogs, burritos, funnel cakes, the popcorn, the drinks, and all kinds of candy and hamburgers.
However, some things have to change. This year, viewers will see a digital projection on the metal screen at the end of the gravel field. The film companies just aren't going to make film anymore, which means 112 has to install a new digital projector. This one will take a small USB rather than large reels of film.
And it's a lot better. You'll see a brighter screen here at the 112, and no film scratches or anything. And you'll have a brighter, clearer picture. So,
on the day I visit, the new digital projector sits in a large cardboard box on the floor of the concession area, waiting to be carried upstairs to the projection room. Jimmy says professionals will be coming soon to swap the old with the new. He says this old one will be junk, but I think that with shows like American Pickers and Pawn Stars, What is old is often found to be new by someone else. The old projector is much larger than I envisioned. It sits close to a large window and aims out toward the white metal screen. Next to it is some sort of contraption to aid with the loading of the film. A pole connects the floor to the ceiling, holding up three circular plates about a foot apart and perhaps 4 or 5 feet in diameter. Jimmy explains how it works, though Ellen is usually the one making sure the movies play without interruption.
Did you ever notice the little cue marks in the upper right-hand corner or even on television? The first one is you start your machine and open your dowser, and the second one, you had a changeover foot pedal to change it, and it changed it. Nobody knew the difference, but you had to know what you were doing. But anyhow,
the walls of this projection room are lined with speakers, the kind that are attached to poles out in the theater. Though they are still working, they aren't really needed, and yet another aspect of the drive-in theater will be phased out. If you tune in to 92.7 FM, that's what you'll hear right now. But come next Friday around 8 p.m., your car speakers will be transformed into surround sound.
Over here. This unit here is a sky monitor system, and everything is run through it and through all the other stuff, amplifiers and processors and so on, and then it broadcasts it out to the cars. Mm-hmm. There's the antenna, it's on the inside.
Today, many cars come with high-quality speakers, ones that could rival any home sound system. As cars have gotten fancier, they too have grown. Many families now drive tall, large Suburbans, Tahoes, Escalades. Yet another aspect of the times that the drive-in theater has had to adjust to. Here's Ellen Bowling.
They can't park just anywhere they want to because the small cars has to park in the front, and then we have the last 5 rows and over by the ladies' restrooms, a graveled area designated strictly for the bigger vehicles. And so, you know, that kind of is the biggest problem we have, is getting people to understand we're not really forcing them to do something. We're just trying to get them to park in the best place they can see.
Depending on the size of the cars, the 112 drive-in can hold about 520 vehicles. Average is about 4 people per car. That's over 2,000 people gathered to watch a first-run film. Theater managers are thrilled to say that last year they ran all first-run, meaning they had movies the same day they were released in indoor theaters. To find out what will be playing when the theater opens next week, look for the announcement on the vintage 112 theater sign out front, or visit numbers 112driveintheater.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.